AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. An Army sergeant shot five fellow soldiers at Georgia's Fort Stewart. AP's Lisa Dwyer has the details.
In the latest act of violence on a U.S. military installation, five soldiers were shot during an active shooter situation on Fort Stewart. 3rd Infantry Division Commander Brigadier General John Lubas.
This morning, shortly before 11 o'clock, an active duty soldier assigned to Fort Stewart, Georgia, shot and wounded five of his fellow soldiers here on Fort Stewart. Thankfully, all are in stable condition and all are expected to recover.
General Lubas identified the shooter as a fellow soldier.
We have identified the alleged shooter as Sergeant Cornelius Radford, an automated logistics sergeant assigned to 2nd Brigade Combat Team.
Of the five who were wounded,
three of the five required surgical intervention.
General Lubas credited the quick reaction of surrounding soldiers
who immediately intervened and subdued the shooter. These soldiers, without a doubt, prevented further casualties.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Earlier today, President Trump's tariffs went into effect. In Japan, the country's prime minister told reporters that his country is asking the U.S. to immediately correct tariffs that were not consistent with their agreement. Shigeru Ishiba says the deal states no additional tariff is added to items whose tariffs exceed 15%, and tariffs for other items would be capped at 15%. The Kremlin says a meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Trump has been agreed on. This would be their first meeting since Trump's return to office. A technology issue prompted United Airlines to ground planes at major U.S. airports yesterday. More than 1,000 flights were delayed, and passengers were still experiencing disruptions today. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on France's largest wildfire in decades that is ravaging the south of the country.
France's wildfire continued to burn at a slower pace and spread on Thursday, having already ravaged more than 40,000 acres in the south of the country and killed one person. Although firefighters attempted to put out the flames, the blaze, which started on Tuesday and quickly spread through a region battling weeks of dry and hot weather, remained uncontained. However, a drop in temperature overnight, combined with weakening winds, helped to improve the situation. The fire has swept through 15 communes in the Corbier Massif in the Aude region of France, destroying or damaging at least 36 homes. An investigation is ongoing to determine the cause of the fire, which has left behind a landscape of total devastation. I'm Karen Chamas.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez.